That's Waddy. And they're on BBC Two television tonight at 7:40. Well, keeps them off the streets, I suppose. And their special guest is Kiki Dee. I suppose we'd better late than never. 13 minutes to 7 the time now. And the situation around the country earlier on was grim, darling. Tipling down in Glasgow, 10 centigrade, 50 Fahrenheit. Edinburgh, it was just a sort of drizzle there. It was like wet air more than anything else, 50 Fahrenheit. Belfast, it was drizzle, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Stop playing with your small change. In Newcastle, it was cloudy, 48 Fahrenheit. In Manchester, it was drizzling there, 48 Fahrenheit. Leeds, just cloudy, fairly boring in Leeds today, 48 Fahrenheit. Birmingham was cloudy, 48 Fahrenheit. God, it's like living in a farmyard here. In Norwich, it was fair, 46 Fahrenheit. Cardiff was cloudy, 46 Fahrenheit. Down in Plymouth, the hoe was sopping wet again there, 48 Fahrenheit. Here in London, beautiful heat wave, all lying in Deptford High Street in bikinis this morning. It was 50 Fahrenheit. I don't mind you coming in, Dave. It's the menagerie I object to. And the forecast for today, England and Wales will be cloudy with some rain or drizzle, mainly in the west, although more persistent rain will reach the north later. Scotland and Northern Ireland will start cloudy with rain, heaviest in the north. I wonder if Vic Hallam has this trouble on Radio 3 with Miss Hughes coming round giving animal impressions. Dickens. Drier, brighter weather will spread from the northwest later this morning, reaching most parts by evening, followed by further rain in the west. It'll become windy again in the north. Stop that. Sort of appropriate to follow the weather, wasn't it? Love Typhoon and Rhythm of the Rain. It's 9 minutes to 7 o'clock. I finally got rid of the Incredible Hulk. A bit of peace and quiet in the studio. Morning to Rita and Brian Wood of Stratton St. Margaret in Swindon in Wiltshire. Hello to you both. Their son Kevin. He celebrates his 18th birthday today, or so. All the best to you, Kevin Wood, and lots of love from your mum and dad and sister Karen as well. And also Kevin's cousin Adrian. He's got a birthday coming up in about 3 or 4 weeks' time. He's going to be 18 that day as well. And they're going to have a bit of a shindig the night before on the 17th of January. So all the best to the Wood family. A fellow called Nicholas Alder, he wrote from somewhere or other. I haven't got a request, an address on this. He says, please mention my girlfriend's name on your morning show of the 30th of December, sometime after 6:30. Well, we're well adrift, Nicholas, aren't we? Her name is Judith Francis of Birchington. That's down in Kent. She's 20 today. Many happy returns to you, Judith. All the love in the world from Nicholas. And the two of them evidently are going to get engaged on the 10th of January. And Nicholas says, I know how much a mention on your programme would mean to her. She'd be thrilled to doll ranks. Judith Francis, this is for you. Sounds like a few more of Dave's animal noises. John and Vangelis, and one of the big ones of 1980, I Hear You Now. Just gone 7:04. A quick hello to Tony Roberts of Whitchurch in Shropshire. Hello, Tone. Hope you had a good Christmas. And mention for Tony's brother, his name is Derek. And Tony wants to pass on greetings for the new year to you, Derek, and also to his good friends Wendy and Peter Fernley. I hope you're all listening this morning in the Shropshire neck of the woods. Now, back on December 30th, 1886, when Queen Victoria was still on the throne. Poor woman stayed on the throne for donkey's years. No wonder she wasn't amused. Well, would you be? Anyway, December 30th, 1886, there was a little girl born, a little girl called Jane. So small, they had to give her a bath in a teacup. Anyway, her name is Mrs. Jane Jennings now, and she is, of course, celebrating her 94th birthday. Hope you're listening this morning, Mrs. Jennings, down in Morden, in Surrey, and lots of love come to you for a marvellous happy day and many more happy years from your family. That's Norman and Joyce Archer. They wrote also, well, they're just round the corner, really, in Morden in Surrey. All the best to you, Mrs. Jane Jennings. As the song was a hit, Mrs. Jennings, when you were a slip of a girl, just in your 80s. My money she's after, I should think. Dusty Springfield, a big hit from November 1963. On Radio 1 in just a sec, Dave Lee Travis on 275, on 285 metres with The Breakfast Show through till 9:30. You're on Radio 2, it isn't him. BBC Radio 2 with the time at 7 o'clock, and here with the news this morning, Avril Carson.
After the breakdown of talks aimed at solving the dispute at the British Leyland Longbridge plant, the chairman of the Conciliation Service, ACAS, says that there's now little chance of a settlement being reached by next Monday. So, come with us.
Yeah, if only we could. Matt Monro and a beautiful song from around about 10 years ago, 1970. We're going to change the world. 7:07 and a very good Tuesday morning to you. Not much of 1980 left. Which, the way it's turned out, it's perhaps not a bad thing, is it? Good morning to Mr. and Mrs. Wardle. A nice little note from them of Hophurst Drive, down in Creepy Crawley Down in West Sussex. All the best to you both, Mr. and Mrs. Wardle. I hope it's a splendid new year and a rather nice record for you both in a sec. I'll mention here, though, Marie and Bill Hardcastle. Now, they write from time to time from a lovely place called Sherbutgate Road, Pocklington, in York. All the best to you both for 1981, Marie and Bill Hardcastle. Marie herself is an exiled scouse, and she's having the dubious honour of having to walk about with all those Yorkshire people. Well, we're not here to enjoy ourselves, Marie. I tell you what, must tell you, last night I was working doing a concert with a lovely orchestra. One of the guys in the brass section, a marvellous trumpeter, a fellow called Alan Downey, Marie, and he's an expatriate scouse as well. I said, what did you do for Christmas? Did you get home to Liverpool? And he said, yes. He said, I went home. The folks live in Melling now, which is sort of outside Liverpool. And he said, it's not quite the same, you know, as living in the town. Like, he said, they're a bit posh up at Melling. They take the wellies off before they get in bed, like. She'd be better employed getting on with a bit of ironing myself.
It's the early show on Radio 2.
Early? Heaven's sake, it's 7:07. Some of us have done a day's work. I tell you what, if you've got a pencil and paper handy, you may care to try and make sense of what's going to happen to the rest of the week. I disappear after the programme today for a couple of days. Colin Berry's going to be standing in with the Porridge programme tomorrow and again on Thursday, but I come back for the final time on Friday. So far, so good. The reason for all this is the fact that tomorrow night we're doing a special spectac from the Hilton Hotel in London. I'll be introducing that, all done up like a dog's breakfast in a dinner suit and stuff, which reminds me I must nip down and hire it today. That's at 11 o'clock tomorrow with Joe Loss and the orchestra. We'll have a hook-up with the Hogmanay crowd up in Scotland as well, and a lot of star guests popping in. So that's an exciting evening tomorrow. But do try and join Colin for the next couple of days on this programme if you can. You got nothing else on. You know. It's 7:12 now.
Raindrops keep falling on my head.
There's the voice of Al Martino there, regaling us all with a slice of the bit. Bacharach song buke.
BBC Radio 2, traffic news.
thought somehow it might be, you know. 7:15, the time exactly, on Radio 2, and it looks like being a good morning for air travellers. Good morning, air travellers, with no weather problems to cause delays, and all domestic airports are operating normally. And the windsock at Gatport Airwick flapping like billy-o this morning. On the rattlers, things are equally wonderful this morning, darling. Not a hint or a whisper of delay. Nothing no bigger than a man's hand in the distance. No cancellations, mainline intercity services are fine. On the roads, though, in South Wales, work is continuing on the M4 between the Bryn Glas tunnels and Junction 24 to Newport. If you know this one off by heart, you can join in if you like. And as a result, part of the westbound carriageway is closed, and through traffic is being diverted onto the opposite side, where only a single lane is open. So be prepared for slow-moving traffic on that stretch of the road. In Cambridgeshire, more long-term poking about is going on the A604, and this continues to restrict traffic to a single lane in each direction for a 6-mile stretch between Cambridge and good God Manchester. On the A4 in London, there's only one lane open for eastbound traffic at Knightsbridge. So traffic coming into town this morning, in the Rolls Royce and everything else, they're in for a slow journey, unless they can find another alternative route. Anyway, they've all got cocktail cabinets in the back, so it doesn't really matter, does it? In Essex, the police advise motorists to avoid the centre of Braintree, if at all possible. Well, what sort of a comedian would want to go to Braintree at the end of December? Heaven alone knows. Anyway, the severe congestion still expected there. That's on the A120 near its junction with the A131 in Essex. And finally, across to Hertfordshire, where emergency repairs are taking place on the A41 at Berkhamsted. And traffic is likely to suffer long delays until 4 o'clock this afternoon at the very earliest. Lady Marilyn Monroe, I Want to Be Loved by You, from the film Some Like It Hot. And there's another Marilyn Monroe picture on BBC Two tonight. It's The Misfits. They're showing that in a sort of Clark Gable season, which means they rope together all the old Clark Gable pictures they can find and call it a season, which means it's also a repeat. And with them is Montgomery Clift, a marvellous picture, actually. 10:30 tonight for that on BBC Two, The Misfits. A fellow called David Mitchell has sent an unsolicited script come in. It's a sort of script for a pantomime or something. He wrote from Midlothian in Scotland. Morning, David. The opening character in this screed says, "Good tidings, I feel, are due to these earthlings of this ignoble hour. Those strange tastes, the bumper at this hour, pagan would seem the right, for they drink strong tea and are merry." Any more at home like you, David? Thanks very much. There's quite a bit of it. In fact, this looks like chapter 12 of his memoirs here. But David would like me to pass on greetings to his wife and daughter. That's Maureen and Susan Mitchell. And wish them all the very best for 1981. Glad to do that, David. It's 20 minutes past seven now. I'd better go on with knocking up that shed, I suppose.
When we'll call, in the evening is night, we'll hurry to
Yeah, that's Mike Berry, one of the tracks from his new LP, which is called The Sunshine of Your Smile, his new version of My Blue Heaven. The LP has been released, by the way, on the Polydor record label. 22 minutes past seven. Wheel in the next patient, nurse, would you? Giddy aunt, that's the Marmalade. They were top of the charts exactly 12 years ago, Christmas time, 1968. Oh, bloody, oh, bloody. It's 25 past seven. Terry Wogan has arrived. He'll be with you after the news at 7:32. Notice this morning he's got a nice white shirt and a beautiful tie on, collar and tie and a suit and everything else. Now, I'm not saying he's heard something about the New Year's Honours List. I just mention it for what it's worth. You can draw your own conclusions. It's a nice one to end with this morning from a group called Air Supply. Funny lead singer, lying on the phone. And I was just thinking, you know, Baron Wogan of Dunleary, it has a kind of ambiance about it, doesn't it? Or on second thoughts, perhaps he'll take the title of Lord Elpis. Stay tuned for Terry after the news. I'll be missing, as I mentioned, tomorrow. Colin Berry will be doing the early show for tomorrow, and Thursday will I do the New Year's Eve thing tomorrow night. Try and join me for the gap if you can on Radio 2 between 11 and 2 tomorrow evening. And I'll be back Friday morning at 5 o'clock with 2.5 hours of astonishing stuff, some of the finest records of 1980 for a couple of hours. That's my final one. I collapse in a heap, 7:30 Friday morning. I'll see you in the new year. Hope it's a good one for you.